Hello and everybody, welcome to the Tent and Event Rental Industry Podcast. It's your host, Paul Spatola from Rochester, New York. I'm thrilled to let you know that I'm going to be back and planning to restart the podcast in the coming months. I know it's been a long time, so first, thank you everyone who's listened, reached out to me via text, email, so on and so forth. I feel like it's important to shed a little light on the last few years, and I think it's more important to let you all know why that I've decided to bring the podcast back. So really, really excited to kind of kick this rehash, restart off with a little bit of story time. So I'm going to get right into it. So firstly, I think most of you know I started the podcast because some time ago I was working with a friend. I helped them get their business off the ground. At that time, I was feeling a combination of a little bit overworked, a little bit underappreciated, and that was essentially the reason I stopped kind of working at that particular time for that company. But that really wasn't the reason I left that job, and it wasn't really the reason I left doing tents in the first place, right? I left that job because it was really about advancing myself in that current corporate job that I used to talk about in these previous podcasts, right? I was able to essentially balance at that time two full-time jobs, but the balance was at the expense to my wife, who's my best friend, and the rest of my personal life. So I left that other job to pursue more of my corporate experience and give myself more to that because I thought at that particular moment, the end financial result was going to be more success, advancement, so on and so forth. And obviously, I started the podcast in 2019 because I felt like I might have been done with the tent rental world. So it was kind of my way to feel a sense of connection to it after leaving what I thought was maybe like officially leaving it or being completely done with the rental world. So I started the podcast, you know, back then. And of course, I had a lot of fun with it and I got a lot of contact with all you folks listening. So at that point, really, it was sort of do the tent rental podcast on the side. And I was working towards a pretty major promotion in that corporate job. Ultimately, I found that success was rooted in my consistent push for more and more and more. So I kept up with the podcast. I kept doing what I was doing with the fire department. And honestly, it was kind of COVID, right? Like soon after COVID began, I did end up reaching back out to that person because I was like, hey, like, this is really crazy. This is a wild time. I was trying to put myself in the position of, had I taken over my dad's business, what would I do? Who would I be asking for assistance and help from? And I kind of felt at that point that I was the appropriate person to offer that same assistance. And at that point, I had gotten the promotion I was looking for. I was still kind of connected to the tent world doing this podcast and through, you know, other friends that I have in the industry. And I thought, hey, this is really going to be a good time for me to try to come back. It was like 8 months. It wasn't that long, but I needed that extra space to try to push one piece of my life in the direction I wanted it to go. And of course, you all know listening, I used that time to to do a bunch of the podcast. So soon after COVID, reaching back out to that person, I was able to jump right back in. It was absolutely incredible. And we'll talk about this a little bit later, not this podcast, but I kind of met the person who I'll call my tent muse. And together a new business was beginning to form, you know, with those relationships in Colorado. During that same time frame, that's when I wasn't doing the podcast, that is, I was also able to execute on some of the most fulfilling event work in my life. So coming back sort of at the beginning of COVID to help those guys and get some of that new business started, that was the most fulfilling tent and event rental world stuff I ever have done. It was absolutely incredible. It was extraordinary highs, you know, pretty tough lows, a tremendous amount of work. But ultimately, you know, unfortunately, it ended with some extraordinary lows and some heartbreak. We'll get into some of that conversation and some of that story on later podcasts. In the middle of this event experience, I was able to determine that the work I was completing in my corporate life was becoming a problem for my, air quote, after hours tent life, which was basically a version of this. I was getting up at 6 in the morning. I was trying to get a couple things accomplished. I was starting to do some of my corporate work as early as 6:15, 6:30 in the morning, so that I had a bunch of space from roughly 6 a.m. to about 8 p.m. to try to accomplish both of these full-time jobs at the same time. From all of you that have listened, you know that I am a firefighter. I've mentioned it several times before. So ultimately, it was a lot of me working all the time and trying to accomplish too many things. And I'm stubborn, so I was pushing every single envelope I could push and asking more of my life partner, that's my wife, than, you know, she deserved. So ultimately, my wife and I decided that the pursuit of something that I've wanted to do more than I've wanted to do other things, be a career firefighter, was our best course of action as a family. I informed you guys on the podcast listening there, I was entrenched, and then I had kind of a major life decision to make. I'm sorry, I was then at that point entrenched and had a major life decision to make. So I got after pursuing the firefighting career. I am fortunate enough to now be a hired fire, you know, professional full-time firefighter, and that kind of led into me taking an extended leave of absence from the event world during my academy and shortly thereafter that fire academy. It's a 13-week academy, you know, kind of kicks you in the butt. It was absolutely amazing. So that sort of keeps this going to when I returned to getting back into the tent world. The unfortunate truth of a hard life in this business ended up, you know, being the reality. That company that I had worked with for a couple years, I had grown to love, I bled with, I gave myself to, it was in a pretty aggressive nosedive. So coming back to it after my fire academy and after a few months of that, I decided to stay kind of an arm's reach from that business that I helped to kind of to grow. I was a part of its story. And I was sort of diving in and out of the involvement, right? I was on the phone all the time, but I wasn't necessarily doing consulting work. I wasn't necessarily doing, you know, management work. I wasn't necessarily doing sales work, which was really what that role kind of morphed into for me. And you know, ultimately, I kind of recognized that I needed to make the decision to remove myself. It just took me a little bit longer than I realized. So I'm going to use this platform to tell that story and the story of the journey that I kind of took since I've been away from the podcast. Without names, without specific details, but really in hopes to share some of the negative side of that in a positive way to try to help all of you who are listening, whether you just started, whether you're a couple years in, whether you're 20 years in and you found this and you're like, damn, I'm going to keep listening. So we'll get into that, not now, but we'll get into that a little bit later. To circle it back, what had always been a dream for me was now a reality. I now today, November 15th, 2023, I am now a professional firefighter. So, that's something I always wanted to do, something I was striving for, and ultimately, I had this really intense battle in my mind and in my kind of emotions and generally just inside myself to figure out, was I going to leave corporate? Was I going to stick with the tent stuff? Was I going to move to a different state? What was I going to do? And the only thing I've ever been more obsessed with as it relates to a career than tenting is firefighting. So that's what happened. I'm thrilled. I'd love to talk about that off the podcast if anyone wants to, but just absolutely I couldn't be happier. It's been a pretty wonderful and kind of wild couple years. So at the flip side, I was still emotionally and mentally entrenched in the tent world, even though I'm going through this major career change, right? The fall of this company that I thought, sincerely thought, was going to be like a rental empire was happening right in front of me. And it was very challenging for me to do anything about, right? The whole experience was absolutely horrible. And eventually it became a failure that led to and will lead to a much deeper sense of success. And that's what I'm going to want to get into in later podcasts. But one of the things I learned from both the owners and some of the things I learned from that experience was, you know, working with some huge major international corporations, huge national corporations here in America was at first absolutely incredible. And I was sort of awestruck with where I was and what I was doing because, quite frankly, I was doing things that I envisioned and dreamed about doing in the sense of taking over my father's company, right? But more importantly than that was like I kind of realized for the first time how much more I needed to learn and how much more I needed to grow. And I'm not talking about my form swinging the sledgehammer. I'm not talking about my ability to, you know, go through a PowerPoint presentation as a sales pitch. I'm talking about like big picture, much larger, much more concise planning, and then from that point, of course, concise execution. So, secondly, I also learned that I didn't really have an outside reason to stop grinding and stop my grind to the top of the world. And honestly, I may have lost myself on that journey if I didn't, if I didn't kind of have a couple real big bumps in the road and real major changes. But the key here is that I said might have, right? That's the key phrase. I might have lost myself on that journey. So why does that bring us to now? That brings us to now because the last time we talked, I don't think I had a 2.5-year-old son who has changed my entire world in the best ways possible. That brings us to a place where my wife today in November is expecting our second child, a baby girl, to be born in January, which I am absolutely over the moon about. That brings us to now with a really stable career path that I am obsessed with, more obsessed with than the tent rental world, which is kind of weird because, here I am doing a tent rental podcast while talking about firefighting, and that's where we're going to kind of go from this point forward, which is really bringing us to a new us together who are listening to a new chapter in my professional tent life. So, what I wanted to do is I wanted to take us back to April of 2021 and just kind of go from there. Again, you're going to listen to me ramble for just a little bit, but I thought it was important for me to share with all of you some of this story. So, April 21, I decided to trust myself, if you will, and launch my own tent rental business. Over a decade ago, not April 21, but a decade prior, I began writing a business plan to take over my dad's business. That business plan was officially 18 pages in length, which broke apart why, how, and what I would do to revive what I called his or our, I guess, starved organization with some new life, some new blood. During the 8 years that I worked in corporate America, I only had 1 year where I didn't have any involvement with the tent or event rental world at all. So I delicately reviewed over this time period all of my corporate management training, all of the documentation that I had saved, all of the processes that I had learned, that I had saved, that I had written. A lot of this stuff coming from two major corporations, one of those with 15,000 employees nationally, and one with 5,000 employees nationally, respectively, to the time I spent. Man, I spent countless hours reading and reviewing all of this documentation. And then I did the same exact thing, and I spent all of this time reviewing all the documentation I saved from my dad's organization. Anything he wrote, anything he received, anything I wrote or did, almost all of which was documented, by the way. And I did all of that to determine whether or not I could use that information to my professional benefit. And I'm air quoting when we open up this new conversation about the consulting business that I started several years back. So I know I'm giving you some dates here. I said we're going to go back to April 21. I said a decade prior. I'm kind of incorporating all of these different things in my story here. It's as simple as I stopped working for my dad way back when. I went to go get a corporate job, did that for 5 years, switched to a different company doing the same thing. All of that time, I was still kind of working two jobs. Some of that same time frame, which is about the time this kind of balances over to the podcast, was me helping a friend of mine in a different state get his company up and into a new level of organization. So that's kind of the whole big picture of the background. But bringing us back now to 2015 and the consulting business. I haven't talked about that too much on this podcast, but ultimately, what I did in 2015, I switched from one corporate job to another, and that offered me an opportunity to work from home. In 2015, I started working from home and immediately didn't work from home. I went to my dad's warehouse. So, again, I've said I worked two jobs this whole time. That's pretty much what I did. I was going to my dad's shop early in the morning to help address some things that I could early in the morning. Then getting myself prepared for my normal day, corporate work, if you will. And then I would stay a little bit late and I would help and do more things for my dad. So from 2015, that's pretty much exactly what my life looked like up until, we'll say like June of 2020, give or take some of the where I was doing that work. Because during this time, we're talking about corporate management training. We're talking about, formal sales training. We're talking about obsession with this business and honestly, an obsession with taking over my dad's business. I basically spent all of that time reviewing all of this information that I got from my corporate experience, that I got from my dad, and I created now a newly revised business plan to take over my dad's business, which ultimately became the consulting business I started in 2015. Now, again, plenty of overlap in time here, but my dad sold his business in 2017. So kind of a weird way to try to tell you this whole thing. And now that I'm reading it and saying it out loud, I probably should have done this a little better. But I used all of that weird time, all of that staying up late, all of that revising a business plan I wrote when I was 18 years old against my management training, against my sales training, against, you know, my corporate experience and my mom and pop family operated experience. I used that as fuel to continue towards creating the consulting firm. 2017, he sells the business, right? Well, that was kind of a big shot. So I used all of that information as fuel to continue digging into how I would use all of the same information, ideals, principles, strategies that are a decade old, revised several times over, to insert that value into a brand new business and try to drive that across the country. In 2015, when I started the consulting business, it was basically so that I could legally separate myself from my dad and position my new business to absorb his business, right? My consulting business set up legally, separated, and trying to make a little money on the side so I could absorb and buy his. The revenue that was generated from this was entirely received from the business consulting that I was doing outside of New York State in various other states, predominantly Colorado and Florida. I used a commission-based sales structure, basically, to fund a bank account that was dedicated to taking over my dad's business. At the same time, although I was only paid for sales, I also had the opportunity to effectively run those businesses that were in those different states almost exclusively as like a general manager or operations manager. It was sort of a combination of both of those things. I was fully in control of hiring, scheduling, sales, and legitimately all of operations. And we're talking about all of operations when I'm sitting in my dad's warehouse in New York, trying to, you know, get some folks to get to the shops in Florida and in Colorado and then go out there and execute doing their tent work when I'm, you know, different time zones away and 1,600 miles away from each of them almost exactly. So doing this with a full-time job was pretty tricky. It was also absolutely incredible. Like, as draining as it was, and as unfortunately crazy as it was for, you know, my wife and my relationships, man, let me tell you what I learned. And that's what we're going to be talking about in the next several podcasts. Because in the middle of the night, the wee hours of the night, I would be drafting a revised business plan to start my own rental business. And as the sale of my dad's business started to gain that traction, I basically adjusted this business plan I had for buying and taking over my dad's, and I turned it into a six-phase execution strategy that you will learn I used as a trial to help build and run the businesses that were operating out of Colorado, Kansas, and Florida. So it should be stated that the person who owned this business or the people that own these businesses, there's kind of a two-part to that, was extraordinarily savvy, right? One of the two of them was a complete bull. He took no prisoners, was ultra detail oriented, and that was so effective. And although it was both torture and terrible, it was also awe-inspiring because he really wasn't a person from this field. And because he wasn't a person from this field and had a strong financial background, he was able to see things that there's no way I would have ever seen because I grew up in a family business and then, of course, at the corporate side, but not the same skill sets at all. It was really, really incredible. At the level that we were operating, that background, the financial background, was basically making one of those two people look like a savant. It was pretty incredible. The eventual end of that relationship, heartbreaking on a personal level, of course, but at later points in these podcasts, we'll get into some of the absolutely incredible things that I learned from some of the pain and terror and tragedy of, you know, the last couple of years as it relates to what happened with those businesses. So getting back to the phase plan, right? I told you I was building out a 6-phase plan. So I adjusted this 18-page business strategy that I wrote when I was 18, and I turned it into a 6-phase execution strategy. I took this phase plan and I used it as a trial for the work that I had been hired to perform as the consultant with, you know, Colorado, Kansas, and Florida. Bear in mind, when I say consultant, I think everyone listening should really treat that like 1099 contractor, not necessarily, you know, business consulting was the only thing I did. Because the consulting fact was like, hey, I'm only a consultant because I'm almost expert level at that point. One of these two folks had really no experience at all with rental. So the consulting aspect is essentially, I've got more experience than you do by 15 years, right? So anyways, the 6-phase plan that I drew up for myself based on the 18-page business plan that I wrote was working. And guys, it was working. Like, it was absolutely incredible. What was happening with the expansion of these businesses and the ideas that were being floated around. I mean, we're talking about significant investment in inventory. We're talking about significant hiring. We're talking about major roles being hired, trained, and developed. We're talking about significant long-term, you know, planning and really, really large scale things happening. I'm for those of you that are very, very small. And when I say very small, I mean, like, you've got 5 tents and 200 chairs. Like, when I'm talking about significant planning, I'm talking 3-year, 5-year, 10-year, multi-state, you know, advancement, multi-city advancement. It was absolutely breathtakingly next level. We will get way deeper into the weeds in later podcasts on this stuff, because that's part of the reason that I'm doing this one right now. Cause I want to get started on that. So, bringing us back to 2017, dad's business gets sold, right? It's formalized. I am absolutely torn apart. I've had 3 experiences in my life that were that life altering, and that was one of those 3. So I say so because the goals I set out for myself for when I was 18 years old, 17 years old, now those goals are essentially impossible. They're gone. The family business has turned over to a new younger business owner to take the reins and release my parents from, you know, the grueling lifestyle of a tent and event rental operator, right? For those of you just starting, you don't really know what I'm talking about with the grueling lifestyle. But for those of you that have done this for 5, 7, 10, 15 years, you know. So it was really mixed emotions and some of the most mixed emotions I ever felt in my life. I'm thrilled for my parents to be free of this. I'm thrilled for my mom to have my dad back, both mentally and physically, right? I'm thrilled that they have a solidified retirement. I'm thrilled that I'm not helping my dad at the last minute on a Saturday night at 9 p.m. because one of the guys, you know, made a mistake on something and I'm the only person that can logically and quickly fix it, right? But at the same time, I'm gutted because, you know, I went to that corporate job to get outside work experience. That was the conversation that my dad and I had some many years ago. He said, if you want to take this business over, you've got to go work outside of this realm entirely. You've got to figure out if you actually want to do this. Go get a completely different job that has nothing to do with this at all. And if after a few years you're still feeling like you want to do this, we'll come back and we'll have that conversation. So obviously that's what I did, right? And I was gutted because I was on a mission when I left. I was on a mission to outwork, outlearn, outsmart everyone. Like, it wasn't me versus everyone. It was me versus me. And that was like every single day I woke up and I'm just absolutely going to get after it. It was figure out how to get promoted, figure out how to be the best at anything that I was supposed to do, take on the extra project, go to work early, stay late, period. Doesn't matter. And that was what I did. So I'm gutted because I do this and I get all of this information and all of this experience and I bring it back and I adjust my business plan and I start a new business to, again, absorb the sale of or the purchase, I suppose, of my dad's business. And, you know, that doesn't happen. So a lot of thought and a lot of literal years and time and grueling effort and work at that point in my mind, unrewarded. And no attack on my family, no attack on my dad, but it was very hard. So the positive, and let's get into that stuff, because that's what I'm good at, is that effort, that struggle, it wasn't in vain, right? Like, with my assistance, my work, my direction, the leadership, pick any of those words that I'm going to use to try to like self-promote myself here. Full-time job, right? EMT school. I was extraordinarily involved in a pretty busy volunteer department. Like, I was able to oversee 100% revenue growth several years in a row through a business merger, through COVID. And that was like dramatic success through COVID too. Not even like silly success. Like, it was it was pretty wild on top of a career change and then a son. So all of that effort, all of that work that had to get put in to get to that point, man, that was just, ultimately it was just perfect, right? So over the next several podcasts, you're going to hear some of my direct feedback as to how many of these situations transpired, and this is business stuff, not the life component of it, what strategies I devised, what strategies I deployed, how the rental landscape changed, in my opinion, at least during that time, including into COVID and post-COVID. And that's really what I'm going to want to focus on for at least several episodes. That's why I kind of give you the last 22 minutes of this background story. So to kind of get closer to the end of this reintroduction podcast, I'm back for three reasons. First, I have had a huge number of people reach out to me since I stopped recording in 2021. And not every single person, but a lot of those people have said, like, please start doing podcasts again. They're asking for help. They're asking to have a conversation. They're asking, hey, can I text you when I've got random questions? Some of them just saying, thank you. You know, are you going to do another? Hey, would you meet with my team? Hey, can I hire you for XYZ? Right? There was a tremendous amount of contact, which I was completely blown away by. And I'm so grateful. Like, there must have been 60, I think it was almost 70 people that had reached out to me in the last 2 years that were not just saying thanks or, hey, I got a quick question. Like, there was a serious number of individuals who were like, dude, thank you. And I'm saying to you now, dude, people, everyone out there, thank you. Like, I never envisioned this ending 2 years ago and feeling compelled to come back to keep talking about it because there were so many people that were saying, please come back. So that's kind of the first reason. I'm back because I love this, and I'm back because, you know, I want to talk about it. I'm obsessed with it. I just want to help. So it's that, right? There's been a lot of good feedback through the last 2 years, and honestly, like, it makes me feel good. Let's just call it what it is. It makes me feel good knowing that some little nugget of these podcast episodes are helpful. And it makes me feel good that some little nuggets of those conversations, texts, emails, so on and so forth, have been helpful, which is sort of like kind of the second piece of this. There's been a lot of requests for, like, mentorship, formal mentorship. There's been a lot of requests for me to be hired to do quarterly consults, monthly consults, biweekly consults. In fact, like, there's been a couple that have said, like, hey, I want to do 12 weeks in a row, you know, 1 hour a week. Can we make that work? And that was really cool. I want to say thank you for all of those that we have done this together. Like, it was really, it still is really, really cool. Not something I expected this was going to turn into, not something I was aiming for it to turn into, but quite frankly, that's one of the other reasons, the second reason, if you will, that I'm coming back is having the opportunity to do actual consulting work, not just being hired as a contractor to do work because I'm good at it, has been really, 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 really wonderful. Obviously, it's good for me from a financial perspective, sure. Like, don't hear me wrong, but having the opportunity to make some pretty good impact on a couple businesses, some that are quite small, some two that are just starting, or in their first and second year, respectively, to those individuals, has just been absolutely amazing. And if that's something that you're listening now and you're saying, hey, like, what does that look like? Honestly, let's talk, because I'm not a professional consultant by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm starting to turn some of this into that. And if that's something that's interesting to you, let's talk. Seriously. I never thought about monetizing this. So a lot of this is, I'm talking this out as I'm thinking about it at the same time, right? You know, and the other thing, let me get back to it. So, like, the third piece of this puzzle is, surprise, surprise, I actually started my own tent rental business. So, you know, I'm sure many of you were thinking, yeah, okay, I'm going to call your bullshit on this when you're listening to me in 2019, say, I'm not going to do this. The truth is, I didn't plan on doing it in 2019. The truth is, I didn't plan on doing it until basically it was like March of 2021. And I was like, you know what? And I just basically said, screw it, I'm going to do it. So I got it all together, and that'll be its own podcast. I'm going to take episode 13 and I'm basically going to critique what information I presented in that episode and tell you what I did instead of what I put in that episode, because there is tremendous similarity to what I did do, but it isn't all the same. So it's basically going to be a modified version of episode 13 with what happened in real life. And to be totally frank with you, the real reason I wanted to come back to this is I feel like I've learned so much in the time since I started doing these podcasts. I'm not saying I learned it from any one place, any one source, any one experience. I'm saying that having the experience that I've had in the last 2 years with multi-state, with extraordinarily quick and aggressive and very, very aggressive growth, financial revenue, sales, people, inventory, you know, COVID has its own challenge. Like, there has been so much that I've learned that has broken so many like barriers in my "that can't happen" or "that won't work" mindset. And I really think it's important to share it. That's kind of the whole reason for this podcast. So I'm really looking forward to at least several of the next episodes, because as I stated, several of these next episodes are going to be about what strategies I devised and deployed. What of those things worked? Several of those conversations are going to be a little more deep dive. So the 35 minute conversation podcast that we have here, some of those are going to be a bit longer. Some of them are going to be real deep dives on some major strategic actions that were taken that I thought were brilliant. Some of those conversations are going to be about things that failed really, really miserably. And hopefully in those podcasts, there's going to be a lot of the why, a lot of the how, and a lot of the what. So ideally, I'll be in a position to share with you what those ups and downs were, why they were great, why they were terrible, and everything between. So finally, and I don't want to say finally, but kind of moving through the rest of this, in the last couple of years, I've said, hey, I really want to do some of those host interviews. Well, let me tell you, 2024, that's a major goal. I told you I wanted to do some really deep dive on specific topics. That's a 2024 goal. I told you that I wanted to provide way deeper insight to some of the business strategy, unless I didn't say that, but I think I did. Well, I'm saying it now. That's going to be a 2024 goal. I have a loose plan to bring in a co-host who has essentially been like the catalyst, if you will, for the source of some of this growth over the last several years. Some of these upcoming episodes are going to be strictly conversations that are recorded with us having a loose game plan to talk about a topic. So there's going to be a little bit more volume of the podcast, because quite frankly, I think some of those conversations should have been recorded. And if I had recorded those conversations, I would have just put them out here for you to listen to, as if you were, or we were sitting at a table together and you didn't have anything that you got a chance to say while the two of us were arguing about whatever it was. So a lot of those are going to be kind of like lengthy, nerdy deep dives on stuff. And in those episodes, I'm going to try very hard to dictate major points in those conversations, so you don't have to listen to an hour and a half of us rambling. But that is going to be something that ends up happening in a part of my moving forward with the podcast strategy. So lastly, on that portion of the topic, look, I'm also devising a way to kind of capture more of this and these stories, more of this and that data, and ideally trying to create a way, an effective way, to share that information with you so that you're a part of that journey. So I'm not saying like Patreon, for example, but it is something I've considered so that all of this stuff can start to be a living, breathing document that can be shared. So again, I'm not saying there's going to be a Patreon. I'm just telling you, I'm looking for a better, more effective way to try to create this little group of us who are listening to try to open up to each other, share a little bit more, and try to, you know, get a little bit better together. So honestly, last couple, you know, tidbits here. Thank you for listening. Please like, please subscribe, please share. I'm going to start asking for 5-star ratings because I'm trying to boost the podcast from this point moving forward as we enter this new era of the tent and event rental industry podcast. And honestly, like, lastly, this is the last. I want to thank you for continuing to listen. Like, I know I just said it, but I will tell you something that blew my mind. The last person that reached out to me, which was a couple weeks, well, yesterday, but a couple weeks ago, I hadn't looked at the podcast in a little while because some of this has been the consulting. Some of this has been, I'm a full-time fireman. I've got a kid. I've got a two-year-old. I've got another kid on the way, blah, blah, blah. Like there was 5,000 total listens when I opened this up the other day. And the last time I gave you that statistic, which was 2 years ago, there were 1,200. It was actually 11. It was like 1,187. There are over 5,000 in those 2 years. So I don't really know what to say to that other than thank you. Like, thank you. I'm so grateful that this has been impactful and been beneficial. And I want you to email me and text me and say, here's a problem I have. I want you to talk about it. I want you to reach out and say, here's a topic to talk about. Like, give me information. Let's make this more interactive so that we can try to grow all together, all at the same time, while I'm word vomiting all of this information to you. I hope you, your family, your friends, your teams, your communities, I hope you're all finding success. Reach out to me with any questions. If you want to chat, you want an email, whatever, I would love it. I can be reached at pspats44@gmail.com. That's P like Paul, SPATS44@gmail.com. You can call me, text me, 585-303-1336. I am Paul Spatola from Rochester, New York, and this is the Tent and Event Rental Industry Podcast.